to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. In Jude verse 3, contend earnestly for the faith. Ephesians 4, 4 and 5, there is one faith. Friend, it's quite obvious the Apostle Paul nor none of the New Testament writers were ever Muslims, but they were advocates for the faith of Jesus Christ, the religion of God revealed in the New Testament. Islam was founded by a man named Muhammad, who was born about 570 A.D. in the city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. He died in 632 A.D., and there's a shrine to him in Medina, also in Saudi Arabia. Islam means to submit to the will of a god that they call Allah. It is a religion, but it's more than a religion. It is a political system, a culture, controlling all of life and faith, and like Romanism, it is a union of the political and the religious. A Muslim, sometimes called Muslim, is a name of one who submits to the way of Islam. Now, there are many Muslims who are not Arabs, but nearly all Arabs subscribe to the system of Islam. The utterances of Muhammad are supposedly contained in what is called their Quran, which is their Bible. To them, this Quran is the absolute and ultimate revelation from God. It supersedes, they say, all previous revelations like the Old and New Testament. And in this, the Quran, it's like the Book of Mormon. The Mormons consider the Book of Mormon to be the ultimate in revelations. But to the Muslims, Allah's will is fully expressed in the Quran. And while they allegedly respect the biblical prophets, such as Abraham all the way to Christ, Muhammad, they say, is the last and the greatest and the supreme authority of them all. And while they claim to respect Christ, they deny the very basic and fundamental claim of Christ, that he was deity. What a gigantic, gross inconsistency. Muhammad was born in a dominant tribe in Mecca. That was a city of pagan worship by Arab tribes. And it has numerous shrines, the most revered being called Kaaba, or cube, which contains various idols. Now this cube, they say, streaked from heaven at night in the forgotten past. Muhammad developed a strong distaste for idolatry among the Bedouins during his time of upbringing. Allegedly, he was called by Gabriel in a vision and told to recite. I think it is interesting he was not told to write, because he could not write. At first, he did not believe that he was a prophet, but was later persuaded that he really was by his wealthy and once widowed wife, some 15 years his senior. But thereafter came many more visions, articulating what the Quran contains. The Quran was written by Muhammad's followers after his death. It contains much that is similar to the Old and New Testaments. And like so many false religions, it is founded on man and his unsubstantiated claim to have received some special and latter-day revelation from God since the all-sufficient scripture of the Bible. Muhammad, because of opposition, fled from the city of Mecca in the year 622 A.D., and he went to the city that is now called Medina, which is 200 miles north near the Red Sea on the western side of Saudi Arabia. And Muslims date their calendar from the time of his flight. But he was accepted in Medina. He eventually became their governor. And he waged war against Mecca. He captured it, destroying its idols, punishing his former opponents. But he preserved the Black Stone. Islam has a long and bloody history of warfare. At the death of Muhammad, his followers embarked on warfare, spreading their religion into Syria, other portions of the lands closely related to Palestine, like Iraq and Iran and Egypt, India, Spain, Portugal, France, and the Indonesian islands. They were finally halted by Germanic tribes in what is now called modern France in the year 732 A.D. Those they conquered were forced to adopt their faith. They were forced to pay tribute, or they were put to death. And they retained their control by a similar means. Friend, that disposition as Islam has not changed in our time. Islam is strongly, of course, monotheistic, one God, that God being Allah. Because they misunderstand the biblical teaching of the Godhead, they reject the concept of the Godhead, composed of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, erroneously concluding, as do some others, that this advocates three gods. But such is not so. Paul wrote, "There is one God and Father," Ephesians 4 and verse 6. And that is Jehovah God, the true and living God of heaven. Allah is considered to be the sole creator and judge. Islam emphasizes heaven and hell, forbids eating pork and gambling and usury and alcohol. The Quran, however, gives many penalties for various crimes. It provides laws on marriage and divorce, but it allows polygamy, allowing one to have up to four wives. But I believe the record is that Muhammad had 12. The five pillars of Islam are, 1, the unity of their God Allah, and they will shout, "There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." And 2, the pillar of Islam is prayer, offered 5 times daily facing Mecca. Originally, they faced Jerusalem until the Jews in Medina opposed him. And they pray in their mosque, their houses of prayer, on Fridays. This led by one called Imam, and they have no clergy or priesthood. And a third pillar is almsgiving as an act of piety toward Allah. A fourth is their fast of Ramadan. And the fifth is the pilgrimage to Mecca. Jihad. That's a name that we often hear, a word we often hear among the Muslims. It is the name of holy war to defend and to promote Islam. Mohammedans have been victimized in the past by the crusades of Catholicism, and they have waged war to recover the holy places. And the role of women has been subservient, being distinctive in dress, veils except when wearing battle uniforms. This is changing among modern Muslims, although studiously followed by the more radical elements of the Islamic fundamentalism. And they practice circumcision on male babies. To be uncircumcised is to be an unbeliever. At graves, it is whispered into the ear of the dead, "Who is thy God?" Allah. "What is thy religion?" Islam. "Who is its prophet?" Muhammad. And we're told this is to remind the dead to make proper responses when angels interrogate them in the grave, lest he suffer torment until judgment day. Islam is very racist, claiming to be the religion of blacks and others of dark skin, while they say Christianity is the religion of whites. Friend, those who know anything about Christianity know that the religion of Jesus Christ is for all. And I think we need to take note that many blacks in our own country are adopting the Islamic names. It is because it is racist. Islam appeals to race discrimination. Islam is a vicious but tremendous power in the continent of Africa. And Islam is divided into several divisions. 2 primarily. They are those that are called the Sunnites, the majority, and the Shiites, those in Iran and Iraq, the more militant and radical elements. Shiites will even slash themselves with knives and pull out their hair, like the worshippers of Baal in the days of Ahab and Elijah. And they are mystic, using animated dances, infusion of voodoo magic, and the clattering of their tongues and shrieking noises. They have 3 holy cities. 1 is Mecca, where is their most sacred shrine, the Black Stone, and the birthplace of Muhammad. And then there's Medina, to which Muhammad fled, and where is the place of his burial and his shrine. And 3, there is Jerusalem, and the Dome of the Rock, built on the site of Solomon's temple. Now, according to Muslims, the rock was visited by angels before the creation of Adam. And it is the place where Abraham offered Isaac, a place of prayer for all the prophets from Elijah to Muhammad, a place from which Muhammad ascended on his journey to receive revelations, and where the angel will blow his trumpet at the judgment. And inside the dome are supposed to be two hairs from the head of the prophet Muhammad. Mecca, with the black stone, must be visited at least once by every Muslim sometime in life. They have three main rituals. One, marching around the black stone seven times. And two, a lesser pilgrimage running seven times between the two small hills across Mecca as a reenactment of Hagar searching for water for Ishmael, from whom they claim to have descended. And three, a greater pilgrimage to the Mount of Mercy in the plain of Arafat to stand before Allah from noon to sunset, and this is a very climatic ceremony. Only in recent years has Islam become evangelistic by teaching. Heretofore, they expanded by military conquest and forced conversion or death. Now, while claiming to be tolerant of other faiths, they demand tribute of those they conquer, and they persecute those of other faiths, especially Christians. They advocate doing mission work by precept, not war, except when they think it is necessary for Islam. And they universally hate Western culture, considering it decadent, and in this way they have a point. And a culture of Christianity, which is not Christianity, but the culture that has perverted Christianity, they hate atheistic communism. They hate Roman Catholicism. And there are millions of Muslims in the former Soviet Union nations. And then there's the fast of Ramadan. It's in their ninth month. It was then that Muhammad was supposed to have received his first revelation on the 27th day of the month. Ramadan is a fast to commemorate the coming of the Quran and is a most scrupulously observed religious duty. And during this time they fast from dawn to dusk, taking no food or drink until darkness, abstaining from sexual activity, and it is not until the sound of the cannon at sunset that normal life and its duties and privileges resume. And this fast lasts for a month. Some way, it is justified to set that aside during war, as was done during the recent Gulf War, in which several Islamic states were involved, some even in opposition to each other. We should have concern, friend, about this false religion, because it has invaded our own shores. And it's taking a deadly toll among the irreligious elements of our society who really do not care. It is winning converts among blacks and others of color against whites and Christianity. It is extracting money from the national treasures to support its aims and its goals. Mosques are being built across the nation. Their peculiar and immoral habits are threatening the Christian teaching regarding the home and marriage, the role of women, and many other things. And they find fertile soil among those Americans who see the evils of alcoholic beverages and immodest dress. And those things, unfortunately, have become trademarks of our society. They contrast the Christian clergy, advocating drinking and homosexuality and gambling and just about whatever else anybody wants, with people who serve a false god and follow a false prophet, but at least can see the havoc such things are causing everybody. It is pathetic that there be those who profess to be Christians, who are willing to uphold so many things that are anti-Christian. For this reason, the inconsistency and the hypocrisy of that which is called Christian, which is certainly not Christian, has paved the way for the advance of one of the most vicious religions on the face of the earth, and that is the religion of Islam. Friend, salvation is only in Christ. Not the false though claims of those who say they are Christians, not in Romanism, not in denominationalism, not in Buddhism, not in Hinduism, not in Islam, not in all the other doctrines and precepts and religions that have been concocted from the imaginations and the minds of men, only in Christ as revealed in Scripture. And we necessarily must alert ourselves to this invasion of error and learn to stand for the faith as did those of the first century. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.